Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, July 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have some local warrants here in Hardy County. Tasha Lynn Hebner has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of methamphetamine, and Octaviano Antonio Andraca Celedonio has a local warrant for failure to appear for tampering with or harassing a witness, victim, or informant. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events: the Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida and Hardy County. Drop by the open house, meet the club leaders, and see the exciting activities they have planned for this coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. That's 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area: the Sunshine Method is looking for an ESE tutor. A bachelor's degree in a relevant field and 2 years of tutoring and mentoring experience are preferred. Sunbelt Forest Products is looking for a manufacturing regional recruiter. A high school diploma or GED, 3 years of recruiting and 1 year of manufacturing experience are preferred. And All Creatures Animal Hospital is looking for a client service representative. U.S. work authorization is required. 1 year of veterinary and customer service experience and Spanish fluency are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. It'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 85 degrees out, feels like 96, mostly sunny with no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Winds east at 8 miles an hour with gust up to 10. Humidity is extremely humid, 63%. The dew point 72. Cloud cover 10%. Visibility is 10 miles. The cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10.05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny early in the morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the lower 70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Friday night, mostly clear with lows in the lower 70s. East winds around 5 miles an hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Record heat and drought are taking a toll on the U.S. barley crop this year, a factor that could hamper a key ingredient in beer brewing. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey tells AgWeb.com weather woes in the northern plains and Pacific Northwest means crops are getting scorched. The latest USDA crop progress report shows 22% of U.S. barley crop is in good to excellent condition, a 9-point drop in just a week. 39% of the crop is rated poor to very poor. A new study says cleaner air has boosted corn and soybean yields by about 20% since 1999. According to AgriMarketing.com, the Stanford-led project found about a 5% corn and soybean production loss was tied to pollution from ozone, particulate matter, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide. Researchers say yields across a 9-state Midwest region were clearly higher in areas further away from coal-burning power plants. Tight labor supplies will increase the pace of automation in the food supply chain, according to a new report from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange. Cobank Vice President Dan Kowalski tells thepacker.com the most significant impact from COVID will be the acceleration in automation. Kowalski adds, while investment in automation and robotics was increasing before the pandemic, labor challenges over the last 18 months and likely the next year will only hasten the pace of automation.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Thousands of livestock and poultry producers throughout the Southeast suffered losses during the pandemic when they couldn't get access to processing facilities. Those producers can now apply for assistance for those losses and the cost of depopulation and disposal of the animals. Tom Vilsack, Secretary of Agriculture, announced the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program in remarks at the National Pork Industry Conference in Wisconsin. Livestock and poultry producers can apply for assistance through the USDA's Farm Service Agency through September 17th. In the meantime, the Ag Secretary says the USDA is moving ahead with a directive in a presidential executive order to improve fairness and transparency with the Packers and Stockyards Act.
There's a poultry grower ranking system that we believe needs to be tightened up. We'll also take a look at clarifying and drawing bright lines on what constitutes unfair practice. And then looking at the scope of proof or the requirement of proof to be able to establish a violation of packers and stockyards, we're going to essentially take a look at better defining that proof so that it gives producers a real opportunity to utilize packers and stockyards if there is unfair practices taking place.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says these efforts are designed to create a balance between producers and packers to make sure they have a more equitable market. Vilsack told reporters that large packing houses will need to learn that they can no longer take advantage of meat and poultry growers, and growers should not have to sell at a loss so packers can make a profit.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks finished mixed as investors weighed the latest corporate earnings reports and the Federal Reserve's chair comments on inflation. Technology companies made broad gains, while banks were mostly weaker after several of them reported their latest quarterly results. American Airlines rose after giving investors a strong outlook. Energy companies had some of the biggest losses, partly due to a drop in the price of benchmark U.S. crude. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell reaffirmed the central bank's position that inflation will eventually ease. The Dow gained 44 points today to finish at 34,933. The NASDAQ lost 32 at 14,644. The S&P 500 up 5 points to 4,374. New York oil fell $2.12, closing at $73.13 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Cross. Shohei Ohtani earned the win with a perfect inning and a two-way all-star start as the American League beat the National League 5-2 Tuesday night. As the designated hitter, Ohtani grounded out the second. It's a rare double dip. Not even Babe Ruth stayed with doing both for much of more than two seasons before phasing out his pitching. American League manager Kevin Cash on the Japanese star going both ways in the Midsummer Classic.
We're all still, and me personally, just in awe of his ability to do that. I mean, he came in hyped up on this stage, gets warmed up, and then, I mean, to go take the at-bat, he was sitting in his chair, like, catching his breath. But the way he has handled everything makes it that much more special.
National League manager Dave Roberts says he's not happy about the NL's 8-game losing streak in the All-Star game.
Unfortunately, I'm a part of 3 of them. Not the thing I'm most proud of. They came out swinging tonight.
This is Esther in sports. It's game 4 of the NBA final tonight with Phoenix at Milwaukee. Suns guard Devin Booker says after a game 3 loss in Milwaukee cut their series lead to 2-1, they know the pressure is back on them.
You know, I'd say it's a good pressure. You know what I'm saying? These are the moments that you prepare for and that you train so hard for is what we're in right now. So, you know, you have to be excited about it.
The Suns hope Booker will be better after his 3-for-14 shooting in game 3. He averaged 29 points in the first two games. The United States Olympic men's basketball team has avoided its first 3-game losing streak in the era of NBA-eligible players, beating Argentina 108-80 in an exhibition game in Las Vegas last night, USA coach Greg Popovich.
You know, these guys who know they're very good players, but do they still have the ability to get over themselves and respect the fact that the guy on their right and left are just as talented and that we have to do it together.
Next up for the U.S.-Australia again on Friday. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today, kids, stay in school and get a good degree so you can spend 40% of your life on conference calls. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.